Kuf Dalet Macheshvan Tovshin Peihei Harav Tzvi Liebman Shlita.
In last week's parasha, when Eliezer went to find a wife for Yitzchok, so the pasuk says he traveled with 10 camels, asora gemalim migemalei adoinov. Says Rashi from the Medrash, what does it mean migemalei adoinov, with his master's camels? Says Rashi, they were very recognizable, the camels of Avraham Avinu, because they were muzzled up to make sure they don't eat from other people's field. So Avraham Avinu was unique in making sure that his animals wouldn't chas v'sholem eat from somebody else's field. And that's why the animals, when they were on trips, they always went muzzled. And we find that repeated later when Eliezer arrived to Laman Mesua's house. So then the pasuk says, Vayefatach, that he opened up the gemalim, he opened up the camels. Says Rashi again, what did he open? He opened the zomom shalehem, because the mouth was closed, till the northern graze. So they must have opened it when he fed the camels, when he closed it again. But anyway, he took the muzzle off when they arrived at Lavan and Mesula's house. The Ramban brings the Medrash that this pshat, that Avraham Avinu muzzled up the camels, and Yefatah means opening up the muzzle, this pshat Rav Chiya Ba'aba said. Rav Hun of Yirmiya said, we totally disagree. Well, Avraham Avinu had to muzzle up his animals to stop them eating from stolen property. So the Medrash asks, was he, Avraham Avinu, less than Rav Pinchas ben Yoy? We know Rav Pinchas ben Yoy's donkey wouldn't touch any food which is not meant to be eaten. Rav Pinchas ben Yoy's donkey would even starve for 3 days in order not to eat any food tevel, which wasn't maised, or tamai, which was a sofi maised. Wouldn't eat any forbidden foods, because behemoths of tzaddikim have got this inbuilt nature which they get from the tzaddik. They don't eat any food which is forbidden. Says the Medrash, it can't be that Avraham Avinu's animals were any less choshuv as Rav Pinchas ben Yoy's donkey. So therefore, Rav Pinchas ben Yoy's donkey was guaranteed that it would never eat forbidden foods. So then Avraham Avinu's animals also wouldn't. So why was it necessary for Avraham Avinu to muzzle his animals when he went on the trip? You could rely that animals would never eat anything which is forbidden. Therefore, these Mandom, the Medrash, disagree with this, and they learn Vayiftach does not mean that he opened up the muzzle. Vayiftach means that he undid the other straps, the holding the saddle or the loads, just to make the animals more comfortable, but nothing to do with the animals being muzzled up. So we got Machloikas in the Medrash. Did Avraham Avinu, did Eliezer have to muzzle up the animals or not? So the shiny is, what is the machlokes and how do we answer the Medrash's question? Rashi brings the pshat that Avraham Avinu did muzzle animals. Why did he find it necessary to muzzle the animals if animals of tzaddikim never eat forbidden food? So the simplest answer, the Mizrahi and other Farsha Rashi say, Ein sochel al hanes. It's true. Avraham Avinu's animals, we know, would never touch any food which is forbidden. But it doesn't mean you're allowed to rely on that. It's still a nes, it's a miracle. You can't easily say it's a derech hateva. It's a miracle. Ein sochel al hanes. Avraham Avinu wasn't happy to rely on this miracle. Eliezer also wasn't happy to rely. They were their greatness, they didn't rely on these nisim. And therefore, they always made sure to muzzle the animals, that the animals shouldn't eat the forbidden food. Maybe the other madama holds, it was not a gedenes, it's a metzias, animals of tzaddikim, it was constantly seen that they never ate forbidden food. But at least we got a pshat why Avraham really did it. The Vatanura Alatoya says another pshat, He says only the actual animals which a tzaddik rides on, those animals have got the skula of not eating forbidden food. An animal which actually merkavtoi shel tzaddik, an animal which is actually the animal which the tzaddik rides on, that animal has got extra special chashivas and won't eat forbidden food. But an animal used for other purposes hasn't got that skula. Says Avatanura ala toira. Says Avatanura, these camels weren't of Rav Avinu's riding camels. He used them for schlepping parcels and they were used for other purposes. So therefore these animals didn't have this skula, and that's why this first mandoma held of Rav Avinu had to make sure they don't eat stolen food. There's another pshat based on a Tosfos in Gittin. Tosfos in Gittin asked the question. The Gemara says that if you find behemdon shel tzaddikim never eat forbidden foods, tzaddikim for sure. Tzaddikim atel kolshkein. The tzaddikim will never be nichshol in eating a dovesa. If the behemoths of tzaddikim don't do an aveira by mistake, tzaddikim are definitely got a shmir, they don't do aveiras by mistake. Tosfos, but there are many Gemaras which talk about tzaddikim making mistakes. We know Rabbi Shmuel in Sefer Shabbos by mistake adjusted the candle on Shabbos when he was reading Lo Yaneh. And we find many other Gemaras, they do sometimes make mistakes. How can we say the rule that tzaddikim never make mistakes? How does it fit with the Gemaras? In various cases we find that tzaddikim did make a mistake. That's Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Zayin asked the question. Says Tosfos, Beshem Rabbeinu Tam, there's a difference between Isuri Achila and Adi Isurim. Isuri Achila, the animals, and of course the tzaddikim themselves, would never be nichshal in eating a device. Because Isuri Achila, I've got a certain pagam we'll see in a moment, which won't happen that tzaddikim eat such a thing. But when it comes to Adi Isurim, then we haven't got the same skula, the same shmira. By other sum, it's possible that tzaddik will be nishan in divinisa. Says Rabbi Tam, I'm still not clear. Because there's one Gemara which talks about Rabbi Yirmiyah ended up eating before Avdolah. So he also ended up eating. So if you can say Surah Achila, that tzaddikim are never nishal, how can Rabbi Yirmiyah ended up eating before Avdolah? And Tosfos brings another Gemara. There was a town which ended up eating on Yom Kippur because they made a miscalculation about when Yom Kippur is, and they end up eating Yom Kippur. If you're going to tell me that when it comes to eating Isur Achila, tzaddik never nichshal, we do fight. Says Tosfos, no. Only when the actual food is also. That's when they've got this special protection. Only when it's an Issa Machmas, the food is Dova also. But where the food is a dova muta, just in a time of Issa, then tzaddikim have not got this guarantee of not being nichshol. So Tosfos comes out, the only guarantee for tzaddikim and behemoths of tzaddikim not doing an aveira is only by forbidden foods. Forbidden foods, the behemoth won't eat and the tzaddik won't be nichshol. But any other type of aveira, whether it's another total different type of aveira, or eating issa, but it's not a forbidden food, we haven't got this skula. So if that's the case, when it comes to stolen food, is stolen food called a forbidden food, or is stolen food called, no, it's a perfectly kosher food, but you happen to be stealing. So is it called a meichel issa, or is it called a different type of aveira? That seems to be the machlokes in the Medrash. So what Rashi's bringing, and the first that the Medrash holds, stolen food is not a forbidden food. It's not nevela or trefa or bos of a cholom. It's a regular food. For everybody else, it's mutter. For the owner, it's mutter. It's not a forbidden food. So therefore, if it's not called a forbidden food, so then we haven't got the shmira that a tzaddik won't be nichshal in eating that food. Because only forbidden foods, which they've got this special shmira that they're not nichshal. But the second mandom of the Medrash holds, no, It's called a stolen article. The name is attached to the food. It's not like Yom Kippur where there's no name attached to the food. But a stolen food is something which does relate to the food. Once it's stolen food. So therefore the second man dominant medrash holds that even stolen food is also included in the Issa Achila. So even on such a type of Issa, there is going to be a skula, a shmira, that behemoth shall tzaddikim, and tzaddikim will never be nichsham. So that's the machlokes of the medrash. When it comes to total forbidden foods, where the food is also machmas itself, then everybody holds tzaddikim are not nichshal, and behemoth tzaddikim are also not nichshal. By stolen food, that is the machlokes of the medrash, whether one can assume the same skula, tzaddikim and behemoth do not eat a stolen food, they will never eat it even by mistake. There's a special shmira that tzaddikim and behemtik are not nichshel in macholos asuras. There's an interesting kasha, Tzavelt's kasha, it's brought on many sources. There's a behetiv in Hilchos Pesach. The behetiv says, bring to shame the Arizal, which is based on Zohar Kodesh. Hanize mimashu chometz bePesach muftach loy shlo yechto kol hashana. If somebody has been nizer, has managed to be careful and hasn't eaten a mashu chometz on Pesach, there's a haftocha he will not sin the whole year. A gevul kazach. We all aim for it every Pesach. We scrub hard and we hope and we try our best. If somebody's nizer from chometz on Pesach, he's muftach shloyech de kol hashana. So the Welt fliegt as our kasha. Tzadikim, as we said, are never nichshel in macholos asuris. So tzadikim, even by mistake, so tzadikim will never be nichshel in eating chometz sticker food on Pesach. If they're never nichshel in eating chometz sticker food on Pesach, so it's muftach lohem shlo yechtu kol hashana. So they'll never sin. So let's get back to Toises. So how can it be tzaddikim sinned? Toises says, Isura achila tzaddikim have got this shmir, they're never ever going to eat a meichel issa. So if they're never going to eat a meichel issa, they're never going to eat chometz. And when it comes, Toises, other veyers that they can't do. But how can it be they do other veyers? If they didn't eat macholos asuras, and that includes chometz, so they've got avtocha, they don't do any other avedas. So how can Tos talk about tzaddikim doing other avedas? And it should come out from this that without Tosis, tzaddikim should never be doing avedas. I mean, I hope it's true. I mean, I'm sure it's true. But you know, there's no such thing as a tzaddik. The ultimate tzaddik was yasa toivle yechto. We'll have to know what that means. But before they came a tzaddik, maybe. But once they become a tzaddik, so therefore there's no such thing as eating chometz, and therefore there's no such thing as doing aveiras. So how is it ever shaykh to talk about this mitzias of a tzaddik doing an aveira? That's a kasha which the Welt asks. It's a kasha, because even Yaakov Avinu, when he had avtochas in the Shavu Yigam Achet, the things couldn't interfere with avtochas, but it was a kasha which the Welt asks. One pshat the Mephoshim give, that the Arizal's Haftocha is the words are Haniza Mimashu Chometz bePesach. Only one managed to be careful not only not to eat a kezayis, even not eating a mashu Chometz bePesach. The mashu, that's a chatzishia. It's a chatzishia visa. So someone mechadish, the whole Toisus, which Toisus says that there's a haftocha that tzaddikim are not nichshol in a eating a dove isa. That's by eating a kezayis of Issa. By eating a chatzishia is not the same level macholos asuros as the other, as a shia sholim. Chatzishia is like a separate Issa. A person eats porchas mikashia, it's not considered he's eaten chometz as such, as the same type of choym as eating chometz. Chatzishia is a separate Issa. A person must never eat even a chatzishia of isurim. But when it comes to this haftocha, that tzaddikim are non-nitchal in a meichel issa, that means eating a meichel issa. And eating means eating a kezayis. By eating a chatishia, it's possible that it's not included in this haftocha, that the Rabbi Hashem doesn't bring takola to tzaddikim. A takola is a person only eating a kezayis of issa. By eating a chatishia of issa, maybe not included. And if it's not included in this shmir of a enoch shvocha maybe takola, so then you haven't got the guarantee of other ways either. That is one mahalach which some suggest to answer this interesting kasha. How is a shayach for tzaddikim ever to do a chait? If they never ate chametz, so the answer, they wouldn't eat a gezayis chametz, but a mashu, it's possible that by mistake they ate a mashu, and therefore shayach aveiros. Not everybody's happy with that teretz, because well, a little bit of chametz is not called chametz, it means that the it's got to do the lomtos al chatzishi. Well, it's not an easy teretz. Another interesting teretz is brought. The Oysameach says a chiddush. The Oysameach says, any food which is only a temporary issa is not called an issa chefsa. For example, there's an issa called issa chodosh. In Etzol for sure, many are machmir chutzot as well. Tvua before Pesach, new tvua before Pesach, there's an issa of chodosh till we're makiv the oyma Pesach or till the yom of the hakrovas oyma comes along, it's also. Would you describe Chodosh as a Issa Chefsa, the Meichel as a Meichel Issa, or not? Says the Oysameach HaChiddush, since it's only an Issa dependent on time, and with time the Issa will remove itself, even without a Kovas Oyma, the Yoyim is Mati, says Oysameach, any Issa which has got to do with time, it's not called a Meichel Issa. You mustn't eat the new Tvua till the day come, till you go through the day of Hakrovas Oyma, or till Hakrovas Amitzol. But it's not called a Meichel Issa. That's the Chiddush of the Oysameach. We may not have taken our soul that, but that's a Chiddush Mechadish. Any Issa tolu on time is not called a Meichel Issa. It's on you to eat it. So Chometz is also tolu on time. Chometz, the same food before Pesach was mutter, just jump Pesach is also. According to many poiskim, chometz oval of a Pesach is mutter min atayro. So the same food is got a certain time when it's also. During Pesach it's also. If it's a issa tolu on time, so it's not called that the food is a meichel issa, it's issa for you on Pesach, you mustn't eat chometz. So it's not called a Meichel Issa, it's called an Issa to eat, for you to eat it on Pesach. If it's not called a Meichel Issa, just an Issa for you, which we call it Issa Gavra, well, Tosfos told me that the guarantee of Tzaddikim and Behemzikim not to eat Macholo is only when the food itself is also, when it's called a Meichel Issa. But when you mustn't eat it at a certain time, then it's not included, like eating on Kippur, eating before Avdolah. So according to this Oysameach, it could be by Chometz Yom Kippur's guarantee either. Because it's true, you mustn't eat Chometz, and Chometz is absolutely something which is a terrible thing. It's a chorus on it. But it's not the Meichel itself is a Meichel Issa. It's the Dovah which on a certain time, during you may Pesach, you mustn't eat it. Therefore, it could be when it comes to Issa Chometz, we haven't got this guarantee that a person will always be protected from not eating chometz by mistake. We haven't got necessarily this guarantee. So therefore, that's why it's shayach for in tzaddikim to be nichshol in aveis. Now, if a person is zoicha that he managed with his shtadlus not to eat chometz Pesach, then you've got the school of the Arizal lo yatz kol hashana. But we haven't got a guarantee for tzaddikim to be sure that they won't ever eat chometz. Chometz is a different type of issa. There is another medrash. The medrash says, also in last week's sedra, the medrash brings a story. Rabbi Yirmiyah sent to Rabbi Zeira a basket of figs, which weren't gemaisit. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Rabbi Zeira, he's sicher going to mice before he eats it. He's so makbid, he's so careful. I'm sure, I've got no worries. He's definitely going to mice it before he eats it. So he was okay in sending him a basket of figs which weren't going to mice it. Rab Zeir said, Rab Yirmiyah would never send me something which is not going to mice it. He's so careful about all what he does. He surely miced it already before he sent it to me. And as the Medrash says, Bentayim, each one with his own shtikl Torah and nechlota einim, it ended up that Rab Zeir did eat the figs which weren't gemiced. Freak the Gemara, freak the Medrash. What? A tzaddik ate a meichel issa? A tzaddik ate heaven? It can't be. Even the Chamor Pinus Manyoi didn't eat it. How can the tzaddik Rab Zeir manage? So the Gemara said this. We should say the sad loshen. The Gemara says, "Im reshoinim kamalochim onuka noshim." If we treat the reshoinim malochim, but when you read this adoyas, we're not malochim anymore. We're in the category of anoshim. Im reshoinim kanoshim onuka chamoyrim. If you, there's previous generations are like anoshim, but we unfortunately have gone down in the lower darga. We're only equivalent chamoyim. Va'afila loyke chamoy shal pinchas ben yoyim. With your readers at Doiris, so then unfortunately, so most of the Olam have lost this tremendous madrega of being a tzaddik in what Chazal or Kaveah, what's called a tzaddik. And therefore, this school through this your readers at Doiris is not really there anymore. And therefore, it was possible for even the great Rab Zeir, due to the readers at Doiris in general, it was possible for him to be nichshel in Achilas Issa. So therefore, the Havtocha Bizman Hazeh generally doesn't apply. Of course, in every rule, there's always exceptions to the rule. And I'm sure the Lamed Vav Tzadikim in every generation consume them also. Still, the scholar can still exist, but generally, it's much harder to rely on this school of Bizman Hazeh because, as the Prophet said, even the person reaches Madrega, but if the atmosphere of the doy is not the same as it used to be, so then people are not the same Madrega. So this is the skula which tzaddikim gemurim have got. That Hashem protects them from macholos asuras, and they've got their general protection more than anybody else.
Even the Rab Zeir was the grosser Rab Zeir.
Yeah, it was the good grosser Rab Zeir. Yeah. As I say, the Medrash, it happened. I mean, unless we find a new plan in the Medrash, but the Medrash says this is what the Medrash says. Yeah, yeah. So ma nena non. What can we say? A horror on this week's parasha. In the beginning of this week's parasha, as we know, that finally Rivka was about to have children. By straight up on the Bekirbo, she noticed a lot of different feelings, based on Medrash, based on Vayta Zora, and she got very, very concerned. What is going on? She went to find out what exactly is lying for her in the future. And the answer she got was, Shnei goy bevitneich, or Shnei lumamai me'aychi pereidu lo'oy me'loim yemoz. What exactly was her question, and what exactly was the answer? So I saw a pshat like this. Rivka Meinu understood and knew that one of these children is going to be a Rosha. Number one, the Haftocha was, Ki ber Yitzchok yikor lecho zora, Avram Avinu was told, part of Yitzchok is going to be a fantastic Hemshech HaDoyos, but not all. So she knew there's going to be a child who's not going to be the Hemshech HaDoyos of the others, a child who's going to be a Rosha. And number two, when the Ben passed the base of Avodah Zorah, she felt that there's a child who's connected to Avodah Zorah. She knew there's going to be a child in Rosha. Her question was, I've davened such stark tefillahs. Why is it? Why is Hashem making that I should bring a Rosh into the world? Why do I deserve this? Why should I be the one to bring such a Rosh into the world? That was her main question. All these tefillahs, and as a result, end up being a Rosh to the world. So the message came back from the Nevuah of Shem Ve'eva that you should know, Shnei Govidech, you've got the biggest, greatest tzaddik coming from you. A tzaddik who's going to be the Shoyos of Klal Yisrael and Tachas Madregas, Bechir Ovois. Because of your tefillahs, that's why this tzaddik is going to come together with the Rosha. Why? because the aliyah of a tzaddik, the aliyah of a yid is through challenges. The strength of this tremendous tzaddik, which is going to come from you, and he's going to be the bechir ovois, his whole strength is from having to challenge with a twin brother Esav his whole life. Having to challenge with that, and having to make sure that none of the ra is mashpi on him, and having this constant milchomo, that is going to make him great. Ola'oim mil oim yemot. This oim, this child number one who's going to be the great tzaddik, his strength is going to be mil oim from the other one. So Hashem is putting the two together in order to bring Yaakov Avinu up to the highest madriga. So this is the reason why Hashem did it. Hashem did it because this challenge is maybe, okay, Esau is going to cause sorrows, but it's going to be a tool for Yaakov Avinu to reach the greatness which he's meant to reach. As Reb Dessler says, Nisyonos is the same word as Nes. Nes is a high post. Through Nisyonos, a person reaches a high point and a high madriga. Avraham Avinu had Asoro Nisyonos, 2, 10 challenges, and these made 10 steps to make him reach the height which he reached. So therefore these challenges are actually steps for reaching heights of greatness. The Mephoshim write, when we say on Yom Kippur, the Al-Chet Shechaton of Lecha B'Yetzahoro, it means the Yetzahoro was created for our good. The Yetzahoro was created that we should overcome the Yetzahoro, and we should grow through that. But if we unfortunately use the Yetzer Hara, we're actually spoiling the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara was created for our good, to overcome it. But we succumb to the Yetzer Hara, so we're spoiling the Yetzer Hara. It was meant to help us, and we're using it as giving him, making him be marshal us. So we have to clap and al-chait, shechaton of nech be Yetzer Hara. The Gaon writes on the Deres Eliyahu, Vayitzar Hashem and Akim Odom min Adomo. Gemara says Vayitze is double Yud. Why double Yud? Says the Gemara Brochas, because these two Yetzer, Yetzorim, Yetzer Hora and Yetzer Atoiv. So these double Yud means the two Yetzer Yetzorim, the two Yetzer Hora, Yetzer Atoiv. Says they go on further. The Gemara says, Misha said in Sof Uksin, also Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Hanachal Tzad V'Tzadik Shai Olamois, the Bosh is going to give everybody 310 alomas, and it says, well, a handchil oyavai yesh. Yesh is Gemara 310. Says the Goan, yesh is also Rosh Tevis Yomin and Smoil. Yud is Yomin, and the Shi and Sin is the same letter, is Smoil. This word yesh, says the Goan, Yomin is a remez for the Yetzer HaToyv, because Yetzer HaToyv is called Bitzad Yomin, and the Smoil is a remez for Yetzer Hara. So there is an avoider, which is very creative for a person to work with his Yetzer Tov, and there's an avoider to work with the Yetzer Hara, overcoming it. Says they've gone further. The Yud, which is the right, which is the Yetzer Tov, grants a person Yud Olamos. For that he gets 10 Olamos. But this Shein Sien, which is the Smoil, which is the Yetzer Hara, through that avoider, a person is Zoiche to Shein Olamos, 300. So how much one stays through overcoming the Yetzer Hara is 30 times more than the avoid one does purely with the power of the Yetzer Tov. So that's the Yesh, the Shein and the Yud. So therefore a person's main steiging, says the Gaon, is through challenges. If a person wouldn't have challenges, he wouldn't steig anywhere near as much. He'd only get up to the Yud Olamos. Through these challenges, a person gets the extra Shein Olamos, and that's the Lahanchel Oyavayesh. So that is the whole way how a tzaddik does steig and does reach the heights, is through the challenge. So that is the answer which Rivka got, that we're in this world, we're in a world of challenges, and Yaakov Avinu was given the biggest challenge, having a twin brother, Arosha, and that was his avoider, and that's how he became the Bechir Ovis. So this wasn't just what happened to Rivka despite her tefillahs. This will happen to Rivka as a result of her tefillahs. This is how the Rabbanim Shem created Yaakov Avinu with this challenge, that he should be able to overcome the challenge and become Bechir Ovis. And this is the schusim which we are still using to this day. And the Rabbanim Shem should make, we daven, the Rabbanim Shem shouldn't give us too many challenges. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.